you know, because all I want to do is see the book. She went to the museum because the area that she was in was they didn't have the book. She went to the library, in the museum, and got a book and brought over a book that was still wrapped up in the cellophane package and opened it up and she showed me the book and we must be talking an hour there. I mean, and she, you know, the terms that were used in the book that she wasn't familiar with, how the net would open when you put them out, what the doors, see, the title of the book is Net and Doors. And the doors is just like, in other words, to get into something, you have to have a door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same, the net, the doors just open the net. That's all the doors, and you have two of them together. And when they hit the water, they are designed to spray it like that, and the net's behind it.
Okay.
And I had demonstrated all of this to them, and she said, oh, I'm glad you came by, because it's a lot of that I didn't know. The books here, we trying to explain, and we don't know.
Because she didn't really understand it when she wrote the book.
No, he was a guy named Jack Lee wrote the book. She didn't write the book.
Uh-huh.
Neither one of them wrote the book, but the book is at the museum.
Right.
He's trying to sell it and trying to explain to people, tourists mostly, buying the book.
Yeah.
You know, very few locals would buy a book like that because it's a book of pictures and shrimp boats and nets and the equipment, the shrimp on the deck and, you know, a boat in operation. That's all it's about. So those things that they did not understand, did I explain them to them. But like I said, this lady name is Martha. And she came and man, she I told her she couldn't eat one biscuit. So I mean, it wasn't no need, just eat more. But I specialized in those biscuits. And that's about the only thing that was made in here other than flour. With flour, rather, other than, you know, cake that you would buy mixed for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call the kind of bread that you buy in the store, without flour?
Light bread or loaf of bread. We mostly just loaf of bread. The older poor folks call it light bread.
Okay.
The modern younger people just say, get a loaf of bread. And I say, a loaf of bread. But then the old folks would get a loaf of light bread,
mm-hmm.
know, as if there were some heavy bread there or something. You know, I don't know why they use the word light. I never could figure it out, but that's what they call it.
Yeah.
You've heard that term, haven't
you? Yeah. I always thought they were talking about the, I don't know, because they used to not sell a lot of that whole wheat kind of bread, you know.
Yeah.
I would think it would be the difference between the white kind and the wheat kind, but I don't know.
I never did know why they call it light bread, but
mm-hmm.
That was my grandfather's term, you know, get a loaf of light bread.
Mm-hmm.
And as if there was some heavy bread or some dark bread or whatever, I don't know what. maybe the wheat was the dark bread.
Yeah.
Could have been, you know, and then the light bread was the white one. I don't know. Maybe it's a lot. I can't. I just don't know.
Did anybody ever make any donuts or anything like that around this area?
There are people who make, there were some that made donuts and rolls. In fact, I even attempted to make some rolls, but I wasn't too successful with it. I tried it once and I didn't try it again, but I think I could do it. Still think I could do it. What happened when I went away to the summer camp that year I told you about, I think I was still in school.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a summer camp where there were some 500 or so children from the cities like New York and Erie that would go to New Jersey for the summer just to get them out of the city. I think that's why the people would send them.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in the kitchen. Well, therefore, I learned quite a bit about cooking while I was there,
mm-hmm.
even that little short time.